to the Crypto Report.
Logan, Susan, despite the violence and at times chaos, Trump supporters call today's rally a success. At least four arrested and facing felony charges after several beach brawls break out in Huntington Beach. Sky Fox overhead capturing the moments where a Make America Great Again rally turned violent.
They maced her. I thought it was fine.
They gave me milk and baking soda. Please help me.
Jennifer Sterling is one of the event organizers. In this video obtained by Fox 11, you can see her trying to break up a heated argument between Trump supporters and protesters. The violence just moments after Sterling called for a peaceful march on stage, where hundreds of Trump supporters from across Southern California were hoping to share their message.
I'm 64 years old. I've never been to a protest or a march or a supporting function like this, so I'm really proud to be here.
Next to him, World War II veteran Jack Stetzinger.
Trying to unite the country again.
What do you see happening?
Oh, the country is falling apart right now.
Shortly after that statement, the peaceful march and rally turned to this. And caught up in the mix was first-time rally-goer Norm Hanlon.
Next thing I know, I'm feeling somebody tugging on my flag. All I did was turn around to see who was tugging on it, and he punched me right in the face. Flat in the face. No, just cold cocked me.
So I asked protest organizers. And what's your reaction to it turning violent?
It was very sad. We were certainly surrounded, and I certainly didn't see what's going on, but that's certainly not what we were hoping for.
Meanwhile, despite the violence, Jennifer Sterling and the other Trump supporters still call the march a success.
We weren't surprised that they had a few little knuckleheads show up. We expected that.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. The good outweighs the bad, and so that's my focus.
And I just spoke with police moments ago. They did detain six people total, four of which are facing several felony charges at this hour, including illegal use of pepper spray. We're live here in Huntington Beach. Matt Johnson, Fox 11 News.
Felix claims to be an average Swedish bro. His motives seem known. He lives in the basement and plays video games and has no relation we can see to Nazis or the Fuhrer. What we don't see is late at night he puts on his Nazi tights and leads the Third Reich, and he marches hundreds of his men to Poland from Berlin, 'cause millions have to die to serve the chosen race. But there's a Wall Street Journal article that's out, written by the Daily Stormer's favorite group of guys, exposing plans to take over the world and make it white. Hitler is PewDiePie. Hitler is PewDiePie. Jews is secret out. Hitler is PewDiePie. Hitler is PewDiePie. Hitler seems to be dead since the 40s, or so we thought, 'cause he was in Felix's basement putting his messages in the image of just a little nice white boy with the blue eyes to die for. He may be gay. We don't see the purges or the beauty camp where he puts his friends like Ethan and Andy Serkis. Oh, oh. So to all the Jews he's burning, I'm here to help you save you from literally Hitler. And these guys are the same thing. There's a Holocaust led by PewDiePie. You should know that PewDie's just a furry shitty fuck. If I see him, I'll rape him in his cutie Asian butt. 'Cause I love PewDiePie. Hitler is PewDiePie. Wow. Wow. And he won't have this time. Hitler is PewDiePie. Hitler is PewDiePie. Nobody knows the real PewDiePie.
Nobody profits like PewDiePie.
Nobody knows that he's out there killing.
Nobody knows that he mass kills millions.
No one could ever deny all his crimes. Nobody else should die. Hitler's PewDiePie. Hitler is PewDiePie.
There's a bottle that I wanna bang tonight. It belongs to Hitler, also known as PewDiePie. And he won't have a chance to say, no thank you sir, I'm fine. Cause I'm like super strong, and I fuck super hard. Wow. Wow. And he won't have a chance to kill the Jews, not anymore. Cause I'll fuck PewDiePie. Hitler is PewDiePie.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the Crypto Report.
Everybody, welcome back to the Crypto Report. I believe this is number 9, isn't it, Careless?
Yes, it is.
Yes, number 9. Revolution number 9 was the old song. That's the one they claim if you play it backwards, it says, turn me on, dead man. But as everyone knows, I have legendary internet problems, and we're getting started a little late this morning. So we're going to hold the show down to 2 hours instead of 3 this week to make sure we get the whole thing in there. And we have had a really, really great news cycle going on for a week. It even extended into the weekend, which is unusual. And let's just get right into it. For a great news cycle like this, you got to have a great news analyst. And we have the publisher of the world's most goal-oriented Republican website as our guest again this week, Andrew Anglin. Welcome back to the Crypto Report.
Great to be here, Az.
Yeah, man, it has definitely been a wild, wild week. I guess the place that we should start right off is we have had another round of Trump rallies and Antifa getting stomped all over the United States this week. And fortunately, this time there was not a single story of like Antifa outnumbering the Trump supporters who rolled out. And I'm thinking that this is Trump effect, that the boldness of glorious leader is trickling down, so to speak, into Trump supporters and, you know, just your average white man of good character, as we say. And they're getting tired of just sitting around in the house watching TV and such while the world burns down around them. And they're stepping out there and taking their country back. What's your take on all that?
Well, I would agree with your take. I think that people are, you know, sick of watching this on TV, and they're getting out there in the streets, and Antifa is getting their asses kicked. I mean, we knew this would happen if our guys went out there and arranged themselves, got themselves out there in the street, that, you know, I mean, these people are, they're junkies, and it's women out there. I mean, it's like a joke, these faggots. So, you know, I mean, all it takes is our guys getting out there on the street, and they can't beat us. I mean, because basically, look, testosterone levels coordinate to political ideology. Okay. So necessarily right-wing people are going to be more masculine because of the ideology itself. The way your brain works, when you have higher levels of testosterone, you're going to be drawn to more right-wing type policies. When you have lower levels of testosterone, when you're more beta, you're going to be more attracted to, left-wing policies. So necessarily on any one-on-one fight, the right-wing guy is going to win. And I mean, on any, you know, outnumbered fight, I mean, we saw this with Matt Heimbach's thing in California last year, you know, that our guys were totally outnumbered by these Antifa, and the Antifa just all got stabbed. So, you know, this is something we're going to see. And we got a lot of video this time. I mean, this video is so encouraging for us and so discouraging for these people who are just seeing themselves get their asses kicked. And eventually they're going to stay home, because I mean, nobody wants to go out there and get publicly humiliated and have it blasted all over YouTube. I mean, even if they're wearing masks, because that's what they do, they wear masks. You know, this is still shameful. And I mean, just generally nobody wants to get their ass beat. Regardless of the stigma associated with it. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to see these people staying off the streets and stopping this terrorist action. I mean, we're still waiting to see if the D.C. protesters go to prison from the inauguration. So that's going to be a pretty big factor in keeping these people off the streets. So, yeah, I mean, this is fantastic. It's always good to see Antifa getting their asses kicked.
Yeah, and one thing that I would like to add to, you know, what you said about nobody wants to go out in public and get their asses kicked. Well, it's one thing that they discover, I think, really quickly when they get out there and this stuff happens, is that this is not like getting into some kind of a fight on the schoolyard. Once you get grown up, you get out in public and put a mask on and baiting all the Nazis and conservatives and whoever else that you call Nazis, when those people finally lose it and start pounding on you, I mean, we're talking about real injuries. And let me tell you, as a person who has come out on the wrong end of fights a few times, when you're laying up in the hospital healing up with broken bones and stuff, it really makes you reevaluate your past behavior. and yeah, these people, I think the reason that they are still rolling out at all the way that they do is that they've been so emboldened. You know, everybody wants to say over the last 8 years, but it's really been something more like the last 20 something years, because Bush and Clinton and all, they weren't going out there and clamping down on these people and they'd pull this crap, and they've been pulling it forever. I mean, hell, every time they have a World Trade Organization meeting, in North America anywhere, these people have always rolled out and just destroyed the entire downtown area around it and everything, and nothing ever gets done. Well, now hopefully something's going to get done. But even if it doesn't, like you said, these people, they don't want their asses kicked. They're used to being able to roll out and outnumber people 20, 30, 40 to 1 and use these tactics that, you know, their Jewish masters train into them, to where they start up a bunch of trouble when they're in big groups. And when they get in smaller groups, they run towards the cops and start screaming for protection. And one thing that I've seen, and I've seen this in video and I've seen it with my own two eyes, is you can have one, you know, just regular dude or whatever that they disagree with, and four or five of them can start attacking him and beating them. And they're all simultaneously screaming, "Officer, officer, he's assaulting me." So who do you think trained them into doing that?
Yeah, the Jews. I mean, we saw this at some of that video where that guy gets stopped on the road it's in Washington. I think the video is from Washington. It was during the inauguration, and this guy's just walking to work, and they stop him on the road and start yelling at him. And some woman attacks him, and he just punches her in the face. And these Antifa, there's a cops there, and the Antifa are like, "Oh, you're gonna let him? He just assaulted a woman. He assaulted a woman. How can you let him do that?" And it's like, you're out there saying you wanna kill the police and you want to, you know, end the state, and you're begging them for help. So, I mean, it's the gayest thing ever. And at the point of that, they used to protest World Trade Organization. Now they're protesting for it. I mean, effectively, these people are all protesting for Hillary Clinton. I mean, they wouldn't be out there protesting against Hillary Clinton. They're protesting against Donald Trump, who's the guy who wants to deal with this international trade thing. So, you know,